We have more news stories now, including the future of seven children's centres and how the new chief of the ambulance service wants to make staffing her personal commitment.
The replacement for the tip where people in Norwich take their rubbish and recycling could be built next to the Norwich Northern Distributor Road. The contract for the Milecross Recycling Centre in Swanton Road, the main tip used by people in Norwich, runs out in September 2021. Norfolk County Council, which rents that site, has now identified a site on land north of the NDR, now known as Broadland Northway, close to the A140 roundabout. The site is jointly owned by County Hall and Norwich City Council, but an access road would need to be built over privately owned land, and the council is negotiating over that issue. Martin Wilby, chairman of the Environment, Development and Transport Committee, said, "We're planning for the future by looking to provide some bigger and better recycling centres and to make improvements to the popular service we're already very proud of."
She has been tasked with turning around the region's troubled ambulance service, but Dorothy Hussein, equipped with a wealth of experience under her belt, is confident she will rise to the challenge. As the new interim chief executive of the East of England Ambulance Trust, EEAST, Miss Hussein has been meeting staff at the Norwich Longwater and Helsdon stations. Admitting that she was very new to the organisation, she said retaining staff was now one of her main pledges in improving the performance of the trust. To quote, "I intend to spend a portion of my week, every single week, with staff," she said. "It's about listening to them. What are their key things? Because that's not just one thing." She added, "It's a retention issue we have," she added, "and I want to know why, and I want to see what we can do about it and work with our managers to retain staff. We have to be patient-centric and staff-centric, and I intend to have that in everything that I do. The trust has been beset with difficulties in the past year, with the former chief executive, Robert Morton, stepping down in September amid claims that the trust buckled under winter pressures, which spurred a whistleblowing scandal. She praised the trust on receiving outstanding for care by the Care Quality Commission, the CQC, in July, and said it demonstrated the commitment of the workforce.
Council bosses have insisted that seven children's centres would remain open to the public if proposals to close the remaining 46 do go through. Norfolk County Council announced in September that a review of the service could see 46 of the 53 children's centres close their doors. They said seven would remain open and would serve as bases for staff doing outreach work. But campaigners against the closures said that during talks with councillors and officers, they had been led to believe that those bases would no longer run as children's centres. However, the council has insisted they will still be open to the public to drop into, as well as being bases for staff doing outreach work. The bases will be used as places for staff to work across the district and to deliver some of the local services. When pressed to explain if people would still be able to use the seven remaining centres, the council said, quote, "Local families will be able to drop into any of the proposed bases, including those who are already receiving support. They will still be able to access information and advice, including finding out about services, as well as getting support and making use of activities on offer."
A man who has spent more than half his life protecting historic buildings in Norwich from neglect and ruin is standing down. Now aged 83, Malcolm Crowder will be taking a well-earned rest as he retires from his break as secretary and surveyor for the Norwich Preservation Trust, the NPT. Mr. Crowder joined NPT in 1975, just 9 years after the trust was formed in 1966, while he worked at the University of East Anglia as deputy estates manager. For the next 43 years, Mr. Crowder would oversee the restoration and preservation of some of the city's most culturally significant buildings, including the Augustine Stewart's House in Tombland, Gibson's Conduit in Westwick Street, and more recently, the 14th century Britain's Arms in Elm Hill, Norwich's most photographed street. To quote, "I like responding to challenges," he said. "My main interest with the Trust was solving problems." One of his favourite projects, he said, was restoring the former King of Hearts in Fybridge Street, which now houses the Anteros Arts Foundation.
City councillors are going to be asked to support spending more than £200,000 to look at whether a leisure centre, possibly including a pool, could be part of the redevelopment of the former Mile Cross depot. Concern has grown about the lack of public swimming provision in parts of Norwich. Last year, a warning was issued about school-based pools in Norwich being closed because of rising repair costs. Norwich City Council has been looking to demolish the Mile Cross depot to make way for a large housing development, but officials want to see if part of the area could be used for community facilities.
The second feature, written by Derek James and read by Sarah Lusher, tells how Norwich women fought like heroes on the home front.